This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back to the Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Nick Scarpino. And yes, in fact, we are the Internet Explorers. Today is going to be a fun-filled adventure through the Internet.
Oh, I can't
wait.
As
it often is.
You were giggling.
Yeah.
You went through a range of emotions this morning.
Yes.
I tried to joke around with you like I normally do, where I just talk out loud, and if mm-hmm. you respond, I consider it a conversation. Mm-hmm. But you were like, hey, I can't do that today. I'm a little behind. I was multitasking, and I got too many. It was too much for you.
Too much shit going on.
So you put your headphones on, and then you started giggling because you're like, there's so much good stuff here. But then you also giggled because for the first time in a long time, I sent you a bunch of stuff that Nick wants to show Tim stuff.
Oh, God.
And some of it is G-O-L-D gold.
Hold on to your butts, ladies and gentlemen. When we get to the Nick Shows Tim Stuff section,
there's something that will
change you. You can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is Internet Explorers every Monday, 11 a.m., twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come at you live, exploring the internet and having a lot of fun together with you. You can also watch the show later on YouTube.com.
I was like, was he rolling a clip? That was a good pause. I was like, what's happening next?
YouTube.com/kindoffunny or podcast services of your choice or on roosterteeth.com. We just like giving you options. You can watch the show. You can listen to the show. You can consume the show. Let it consume you. Let it fall over you. Let it wash over you.
Let it be you, but also let it be your friends.
Yeah.
Be cool with the friends. There's a lot of tabs open right now. I want to take a picture of all the... one, two, three. God.
If you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime, ladies and gentlemen. Every single month right here. See, we need to come up with a solution to where we don't see this stuff before.
I don't care. I love it. No, I like it. I like it.
If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. Every 30 days, you get a free Twitch subscription. We'd love it if you'd use it on us. We'd appreciate that very, very much. Shout out to our Patreon producer, David Mintel, for the month. We gave him a shout out every single week because he helps make this show happen. You too can do that by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get the show ad-free. You can also be part of the show. Submit your fun clips like so many of you did. And God, we got some doozies today.
We got some good ones.
Just a reminder, some housekeeping here. You can go to kindoffunny.com/events to get right in there, meet us, greet us, all of the above.
Yeah, we're coming up on Kansas City. Mm-hmm. We also got Vancouver. We got New York. And, governor, fish and chips. We've got the London.
It's true.
Harry Potter. Man, tell you what, too. Tomorrow, in review, Fast 8, mm-hmm. couple people popped up in that. Totally forgot about. Couple Londoners.
Oh yeah.
There's a cameo in that I totally forgot was in there. That I was like, OMG.
Yes, you're right.
You guys,
you're right.
If I couldn't love Fast and Furious more, there's one actress.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but you could get in there. That is my she's on my list. Mm-hmm. Actually, she's on both my wife and I's list.
Good. It's a great list. Solid list. You can also go to kindoffunny.com/store to get some of our cool-ass merch, like that cool-ass Kind of Funny beer mug, or a whole bunch of other different shirts. We got the Glitch tee down there. We got the Party Mode shirt. Two Party Mode shirts. Andy really likes to party. You often see us wearing the Kind of Funny Games Daily shirt or the little Kind of Funny fan pack thing, 33% off right now. So if you want that whole little collection, now would probably be a good time to get that. 76% off of Producer Seducer.
Let me see. Look at that. Let's get it.
It's $5.99.
You better get it while it lasts, because I'm pretty sure that means
it's a lot of different options too. Yo, now's the best time to get that. Or the Love and Sex Stuff shirt. Go back, Kevin.
Let's see, where are we at?
There we are, to the bottom right.
Oh, the LSS shirt.
A little bit of that LSS.
You know what we should do a little cruise, like a Love Boat theme shirt,
mm-hmm.
where it's the LSS, you know, like the USS Enterprise, the LSS
fun time.
Love and Sex Stuff. But yeah, the LSS fun time. I like that. That's fun.
This looks like Kevin asked someone to do something at some point.
I did not tell anyone to do Tim Bob, but like.
I imagine that you did. But for $5.99, you can get the Love and Sex Stuff shirt to support your favorite show. The ladies and gentlemen,
it's back. It's back.
Right now for silver members on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Or if you wait till tomorrow at sometime. I don't remember what the time was. I think it's 9 a.m. Yeah, it'll be live on Rooster Teeth and YouTube. So you
I hope it's
9
a.m. because I put that in the video, in a couple of the videos.
Yeah. I want to show you guys the first about 20 seconds of this episode so you can see what we're working with, because we did something a little bit different. The topic of this episode was, is loud sex okay?
Yeah.
Check it out.
I just looked at the camera. It's super unprofessional.
It's okay, man. We're Taco Bell aren't professionals.
I'm also holding a fake gun up in a park.
Oh, shit. It's my hand. I didn't do that.
Well, hold your hand up. No, people need to know we're fucking serious.
Are they on the right side?
I don't know.
Keep going.
I feel good about it.
So, Nick.
Yes.
Today's question comes from 28-year-old Joey.
Okay.
You can stop. Joey said,
we shot the entire episode with the drone just because we fucking could.
Because we could. And we thought, we were like, oh, is loud sex okay is going to be the topic. Drones are loud. That'll be a fun life.
It was loud. You know, not as loud as I thought it was going to be. There's a little high-paced wean. And when I edited this, I was like, I could take that out probably. But I think it thematically fit.
It fit.
Also, just shout out to, we're now big boys. This is all 4K. Mm-hmm. We're shooting in 4K.
That's true.
So if you have a 4K TV, but you can hear us extol really bad sex advice to you in 4K. It's great.
The advice could be worse. I'm going to be honest.
We give good advice. We shied away from our normal communication is key in all of these.
We try our best to not say that.
We get it. You
we
make
do
fun
say
of
it
us.
A couple times.
We said, well, it's important. It's true. Yeah. Like, I don't want people to watch these and be like, oh, like, remember when people ask Andy anything on KFAF, Wednesdays, 11 a.m., twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames? He usually gives them a fucking lame dick response. Mm-hmm. Now, it's funny. And arguably one of the most entertaining things anyone's ever done, but
on the best show on the internet.
It is the greatest show on the internet.
My favorite thing about KFAF, Nick, is it is the only show that we don't really have a description for. Like every other show, it's like, oh, Internet Explorers, Tim and Nick explore the internet and watch videos and stuff.
Right, it makes sense.
It's like Games Daily. We talk about the news every day. Mm-hmm. The description we go with for Kind of Funny for KFAF is literally just Nick and Andy have created the greatest show on the internet.
The greatest show on the
That's
internet.
That's all that it is.
Yeah, like, it's the
that
greatest show on the internet.
But I love it. It's such a let Tim host type thing. It's the schemiest show. If you say it enough people will just say it as well, and then it happens.
Here's a couple people have pointed this out, and I appreciate this. I forget who it was. When we were doing the morning show, we used to dump on the morning show because, let's be perfectly honest, we put about as much thought into that as I did about what snacks I'm going to get later today. But one of the people was like, hey, you reap what you sow. If you stay in the negative mindset, you're gonna bring everyone down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Andy and I we're making a conscious choice to believe that we are God's gift to the world.
I get it, and you really are. You really are.
Did you watch my Pokemon episode?
I did watch.
Did I get any
Pokemon
close?
Episode.
Did I get close to
you
the
did
Pokemon?
Good. You did good.
Andy,
this obsession with Barrett's fat tongue is a little bit weird.
Is he here?
No, he's not.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
He just texted me and he was like, oh, hey, the background is frozen, which I hadn't put play on. So he's watching you right now.
Mm. Okay, good.
So technically, I want to say, I think he's in the room, you know, metaphorically.
No.
He is in the chat saying, fuck off, Nick, all caps.
Hey, Barrett, what's up? It's not as fun to talk about it on Internet Explorers because I don't know if his dad watches or not.
But we know,
because
know
for sure his dad KFAF. Watches KFAF. And gotcha. When he, and let me tell you one thing right now, ladies and gentlemen, I am an immature human being. If you tell me one of your parents watches this, I'm going to embarrass you. It's going to happen. And
yeah!
Barrett. Yeah, doggy dog.
Hey, Barrett.
I'm wearing a cool, ironical shirt.
Ironical.
Did he talk to you about sending in a shirt?
Sending in a shirt?
Yeah, like a submission for
the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, it's time for some other news. Here we got, you sent me this one.
Yeah.
I thought it was a perfect way to start the show. A man who was trapped in the snow for 5 days told police he survived on taco sauce.
Scroll down though. Let's see.
Taco Bell fire sauce saves lives, Jeremy Taylor told friends on Facebook after being rescued.
Tell you what right there, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning. Taco Bell saves lives.
Jeremy told investigators that he had gone up a forest service road last Sunday with his dog when his Toyota 4Runner got stuck in the snow, the sheriff's officer said. On Thursday, the sheriff's office released a missing person report. They describe him, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the tacos. They said they were both in good condition but hungry after being stuck in the snow. He told investigators that he'd fallen asleep and woke up on Monday to see more snow had piled up. He was unable to get out of his car, so he tried to walk safely with the dog, but the deep snow made it difficult, and they returned to the SUV. While waiting to be rescued, he told police he stayed warm by periodically starting his vehicle. For food, the sheriff's office said Taylor had used a few taco sauce packets he had.
Now, I give you all shit. Because most people, actually, let's be perfectly honest, everyone except me keeps their car dirty as fuck in this organization. But that might save your life one day. How's that backseat doing?
Your car is a disaster, Kevin.
How's that backseat, Kev?
Like, it is.
Let me ask you this question. If I roll around in your backseat in my black jeans, will they turn white?
No.
With all the fucking wolf hair that you got back there? And Thomas hair? And goat hair?
Move on to the next.
So many goats. Taylor did not respond to a request for an interview. What more is there to say?
What the fuck's he going to tell you? Taco Bell saved his life. Everyone go get yourself
Go get some.
Do you remember the Grande meal?
No.
That was a better time. That was a time before everyone was conscious about everything. That was when you could get 10 tacos or 10 burritos in one meal, like in a box.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
OD like the $5 on fill up or whatever.
Well, it's all just iterations of the
My
same thing.
My favorite thing is going to Taco Bell with Cool Greg, because he understands that menu in a way that no human
it's
being
like,
should
remember,
understand.
Remember the end of The Matrix when he finally fucking became the one and saw the and started seeing the code? That's how Cool Greg sees everything in Taco Bell.
We went to Taco Bell. It was just one of those days last Friday where it's like, we just needed a quick lunch, you know? Mm-hmm. So we pop over there. And I walk in and I'm looking at the menu, bewildered. I'm like, I know what my go-tos are, but it's like, am I going to go outside the box or whatever? Meanwhile, he's there asking. He's like, I'll do one of this. And I'm like, cool, he knows what he's doing. And then he looks over at me and goes, hey, if you order it that way, it's cheaper. And I was like, well, he's like, yeah, if you get the whatever combo it is, it costs $3 more than if you just get the other shit. I'm like, That's some fucking pro shit.
He's like your lawyer. He's like your Taco Bell lawyer.
Yeah.
I had a guy at Taco Bell hook me the fuck up the other day. I went to the Taco Bell over on Geary, like Geary and 6th, I want to say, or Geary and 5th, whatever it is. Those are the homies. What's up? Shout out to those guys. I walked in. I was like, yo, man, I know y'all don't have this menu item anymore, but I'm like, do you guys still have the combination burrito? Which you would think they still have, but they took it off. And the guy's like, you know what? We don't, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I can make it for you. And I'm like, really? He's
I'll
like,
let you in on a little secret.
I was like, what? And he goes, I'll make one for you, dude. I'll hook it up. And he fucking straight up made me a combo burrito.
Some made to order Taco Bell, dude.
I'm bougie as fuck.
Yeah.
BAF. Bougie as fuck.
Okay. I thought you were going to try to spell bougie.
Nope.
Word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Bougie.
Bougie.
How would you spell that? Put it in the comments, please.
I think I said that in front of someone the other day that had never heard that term. They're like, bougie? And I was like, yeah, bougie.
It's
the bomb.com.
And then the final news story of the day. We are officially 144 days away until Hobbs and Shaw hits theaters on July 26, 2019. I decided to go with this picture today.
There it is.
A picture of Roman Reigns and The Rock, brothers in this movie, fighting each other with pipes, it seems.
Yeah.
Not the safest training, you know?
No, it's good for you. It's very high yield, high risk training.
Can you imagine if they hit those clanged them things together?
That'd be fucking
great.
The
reverberation in your hand.
I wonder what
they
actually use for those. They must be like plastic, right? For like real props.
I mean, look at these men. I don't think anything they do is plastic.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great lineup of content for you. But the thing I'm most excited about this week, other than the greatest show on the internet on Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, is in review. I watched Fate of the Furious yesterday. Mm-hmm. And all... I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
You're gonna.
Because all Fate of the Furious is one long setup. It's like the 6th Harry Potter book. We don't need it, but it's just set up for the 7th book.
Yeah.
This is just set up for Hobbs and Shaw. And I got so fucking hyped watching Jason Statham and The Rock talk shit to each other that I'm like... And I had a moment, because you know I don't think outside of like whatever's in the moment, right?
Yep.
I was like, oh man, it would be awesome if they did a movie just the two of them. And then I'm like, wait, we're getting that.
Yeah, no.
We're getting that.
I've only seen 8 once. I'm going to watch again tonight. I'm actually pretty excited, even though I remember not loving it. But
I think you're going to like it a lot
more. There is the line. I will beat you like a Cherokee drum. And the delivery is so good.
By the way, it's after he ripped a cement fucking bench off the wall and did curls with it.
Yeah,
because he had to. And that's, by the way, after he was just punching a wall.
It's my boy, dude. That's The Rock. That's
God bless them both.
So I forgot to bring this up during housekeeping, but I just want to let everyone know that we're doing a very special early taping of the Kind of Funny podcast today, because Greg has to go do some secret mission.
Oh yeah, right after this we're rolling into the podcast.
Yes, so we're rolling right into the podcast after this for Patreon silver members on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And I'm telling you guys right now, you better, if you have plans from approximately 12:30 to 2, You should change them right now. Because I have a story that I'm going to tell you for the what I did this weekend that will shock you. It is one of the weirdest things that has ever happened to me.
I can't wait.
And I can't fucking wait. Yeah. So
don't miss out.
Don't miss out.
It's fucking Monday. You're not doing shit at your job right now. You're watching this live.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
What are you trying to do?
What are you fucking trying to do? You trying to be big boy over there? Trying to be big boy?
All right,
just get a cup of coffee and fucking hang out with us all day, okay?
Tim wants to show Nick stuff.
God damn it. Please bring that. What is this?
So this is an image that someone on Reddit.
That is a hot couple.
Someone on Reddit posted. Kevin, can you click on the image? Can you scroll, like, not scroll, enhance into his face?
I mean.
It looks like you.
I think that's.
Is that you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we've gone too far. This is how Cool Greg sees everything up close and personal.
Last big fans are playing.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Hold on one second.
Oh, man.
Hold on one second.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I get it.
The tabs are winning on this.
The tabs won out.
Oh, yeah.
There's so all right. Much shit,
okay, well.
But yeah, okay, like.
Here we go. All right. Maybe do we have to save the image and enhance it? No, that's good right there.
Like, people were sending me this.
Yeah.
And it was freaking me out because I'm like, that looks like my face.
It does.
On a much better looking man's body.
Well, no, to be fair, that's how you used to look like
that. I've never looked like that.
You used to look like that.
I can tell you for a fact, I have never looked like that.
It's never looked that good.
Yeah.
That guy's got a great body. And also shout out, like, this is people like, hey, do you, like, why do you wear boxers?
Mm-hmm.
And as opposed to boxer briefs? It's because boxers, I don't see how tight it is. You have to have no fat. I don't like the boxer briefs because they pinch and they make my muffin top. And I don't like it.
Dude, you got to go with the briefs, bro.
I wear briefs occasionally, but for the most part, I like just arid boxers, man. I like them. I would wear no underwear if I could.
You could.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, easily.
I don't want to.
There's a chafing.
I would wear it if I could. You could. I don't want it.
Don't want it. Too much chafing. Too much chafing happens.
All right. This is on our Reddit from Mr. Marty Vega. He just had a very choice clip out.
The categories I care about are obviously like the upper echelon of category. I do care about DP. I do care about actors, actresses. But even then, man, you motherfucker. You know, I don't like it when it works to my disadvantage, mm-hmm. when people give each other the look when I'm talking. Mm-hmm. I just like when I give someone else the look when someone else is talking.
I just love that, you know, me and the people at home, we have this connection.
Oh, they see you.
You know, they know
they
what's up.
They fucking see you.
They know what's up. Next up, I saw this, thought it was entertaining. Snakes are fucking weird.
Snakes are cool. Snakes are cool. Look how cool that is.
That's weird, dude.
That's
like,
cool.
Why do you think he's doing it?
He just likes by himself.
Is he chasing his tail or is he just
massaging his like back?
Because yeah, I think that the
side.
I think the caption of the tweet is that it says something like snakes are the opposite of cats.
Well,
cats,
like,
cats like to be in the box. Yeah, the opposite of a cat.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like
that's
it.
Terrifying, though. Snakes are the one thing. Like, I love snakes. I would own a snake, but they're also very terrifying.
Mm-hmm. And this Nick, I saw, and I'm going to be fucking lying to you, if the first thought I had wasn't, oh, it's Nick and D.
Oh, my God. I love it.
That's so funny.
For context, I would be the pug in this, I believe. And my wife would be the jaguar that does not want any part of this.
Just that pug.
Just that look.
Dude.
Just that look of God. Like, hey, fucking, the pug's doing it again. Look at the pug. Look at the look. Here, let's bring this out. The pug gives it one look like, is it? Can I just keep going with this? Is this cool? I'm just going to go until you tell me to stop.
It really bugs me the way his little hand.
His little hand,
look,
dude.
Look.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. Just get him a little bit. And the cat, the big cat's like, no.
Oh, man.
Oh,
what, okay, what is going on with all these fucking TikTok videos that are everywhere? Why?
What do you mean?
It's the new Vine.
It's the new Vine.
But I keep getting served them as pre-roll ads. Yeah. And they're all absolutely terrible.
They're taking over.
Terrible. I keep getting this one ad where the girl that's like, I forget who the YouTuber is, I think. It's a girl and a guy. I think she's a famous YouTuber. And the guy like opens the door. She goes, I have a boyfriend. And then he like drops something. She's like, I have a boyfriend. And then that's when I usually take my phone and throw it across the fucking room because the performances are so goddamn terrible.
Something,
Jesus Christ, people, stop trying.
Nick, something that you're doing is flagging you to get those ads.
Something you're doing.
I just want
what
you
do you think
know,
that is, Kevin?
It's your fault.
What are you driving?
Your fault.
What are you driving at, Kevin?
I know
what are you saying to me, Kevin?
I'm just saying it's your fault. These videos you hate, they're your doing.
You explored the internet in a way that it explores you back. You know what I mean?
It backfires.
You kids ready? Or?
Sometimes the fun backfires.
Yeah. Next up, we got this. And Nick, God, I love it.
What's happening? I don't think he quite fits in that little spot. I but love good for it, him. Though.
Like when I first saw the video, cute. I didn't think he was trying to replace him.
Yeah,
I thought he was just trying to like
just fuck
like,
with
hey,
him,
bro. Let's go somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cute. That was cute. That dog's way too big for that.
This is a turtle riding around a fish.
Yep, might as well.
Is this sexual in its nature?
Whoa,
I don't know, but like you could tell the fish doesn't like it.
The turtle loves it.
This turtle's just figured out how to take someone's back, and he's like, "Okay, I'm working on my rear naked choke." He's just gonna choke the shit out of that fish.
Yeah. Finding Nemo sequel got really weird.
I want a turtle so bad. I do.
Right now?
I've been watching Elementary. He's got a turtle in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, turtle. It's the perfect pet.
You can't touch a turtle, though.
You can pet a turtle.
No, you can't. It gives you salmonella. Like, salmonella.
What? Fuck, that's bullshit.
Okay.
I've pet multiple turtles in my life.
All right. This one happens fast, ladies and gentlemen. So prepare yourself.
Tim, okay. I have a quick question. Is this Tim wants to show you stuff or Tim wants to show Nick stuff?
Nick stuff.
Okay. Okay, cool. Let's go.
No more questions. That's child abuse. Just FYI. This kid's going to be terrified of orange objects for the rest of her life, and she doesn't know why.
Her face, though. Oh, wait. Is this the same girl that got hit by the door last week?
Probably. And if that's the case, someone needs to call Child Protective Services on this person because she is beating the shit out of this child.
With a slice of cheese. All right, now this one, dude.
Okay.
Shit gets aggressive.
You know, it's a wrestling match.
Hey, get it, boy. Get up there. You got it. Push, baby, push. Push, baby. Push, baby. Get on that belly. Get on that belly. There you go.
Come on, Kay. Keep pushing, Kay. Get rolling.
Come on, baby.
Isn't that technically a pin?
So,
the kid keeps rolling out of it, but
here we go.
Oh, shit. This kid's gonna suplex him, isn't he? Oh no, this is not. Oh shit.
There you go.
Oh no. Oh! That kid's out. That kid's out. Yeah.
Dude stands up. Yeah.
I mean,
it's an illegal move.
What's that?
Was that an illegal move, right?
I'm gonna guess for children of the age of 7, that slam is an illegal move. Probably not at collegiate level.
Uh-huh.
I think you could do that when you're 18.
Train these fucking little kids to fight each other, man. It's a problem.
I see it, dude. I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. I see it all the time. You see it. Like, there was a kid, I went out on Sunday or Saturday to a class, and they had the kids' classes are always before, they're earlier in the morning. And it's me and like a bunch of other adults watching these kids roll because, you know, it's whatever. And they get frustrated and they don't know how to express that.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one kid tapped this other kid. The other kid got frustrated. They stood up and the kid just straight up hauled off and fucking leg kicked him. Just whack. And then the kid's like, what the fuck? And like fell to the ground. And he was just, you know, and everyone's whoa, whoa, whoa. And like my instructor was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you know better to do that.
God.
He just fucking outside leg kicked him. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
That was.
Now, dude, Nick,
the best.
Fuck, this is good. All right. This grandma found this guy's little brother's.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be embarrassing for this poor kid, isn't it?
She was going crazy when she was jumping on the dick. You want to lay down so I can jump on your dick?
Is the grandma reading from the rag book?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was going crazy when she jumped on that D. Go down one more. There's more.
Why are these so short?
It's a rap. It's TikTok.
When I hit her from the back, what'd she do? Pee on herself?
She was wet when I hit her from the back. And this kid's just sitting here crying.
This poor kid. I mean, that's a good grandma, though. She's like, you know, you got to use shame and embarrassment.
Got to make that content. Got to make that content.
That's great.
You want to watch this last one?
Yeah, why not?
I haven't seen this one.
Ain't coming back. Yeah, nigga. And...
All right.
This guy needs to record longer videos.
Yeah, this kid.
Why are there 8-second?
This is the problem with TikTok.
We can move on.
This is the problem with TikTok. That's amazing. Well.
Oh, God. All right. So this next one I found because of Cool Greg. This dude just randomly does free verses about random ass things. Mm-hmm. And so here is a 50-second rap about his bunny that he got.
Okay.
Look, hey. I got a rabbit. Yeah, I got a rabbit. I swear to God that he cuter than your dog and probably smarter than your caddies. Look, everybody say hi, Lucky. He ain't paying attention. He just stunting on him. Lola want him, so I'm pretty sure that Bugs Bunny got nothing on him. He be running around the house. Sometimes he be jumping on the couch. And when he's tired, he be running, flopping out. But when I see him put his poop in his mouth, that's when I just shake a little bad. Son, I got a little snack. I got it from the store. I give him one, but he get mad. Looking at me like, Dad, I want a little more. See, all I really need is my bunny. Check it out, it's just me and my bunny. Please don't judge me, he's so lovely. He's my buddy, all he want is a head rub from me. Oh, and I forgot to say, I give him lots of hay. I don't keep my bunny locked in his cage. He be walking in and out like he run the place. How you gonna deny that cute little face, man?
That was amazing.
He just killed it.
Like, he needs to do more of those. Is he super famous?
He's not super famous.
He needs
at all.
To be super famous.
I followed him because of this. I think he only has like 2,000 followers.
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta get this guy. Big.
I think he's a FedEx delivery guy because he also
what's his
FedEx rap?
Is this him right here?
Mm-hmm.
At Swoozy and Raj.
Swoozy and Raj.
That's a great name. Is this two people?
He must be Raj, and the other dude must be Swoozy, right?
That's how I'm.
I mean,
that's a very racist assumption you just made.
No, because they're standing underneath their names.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And that guy does look like Raj.
Raj.
As much as I want to fuck with Kevin, I have to agree with him on this one. That was amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, dope
Has
shit.
Has he done more of these? Can I go
yeah,
see
he,
more?
Yeah, he did this one about
FedEx.
You
guys want to see this one about FedEx?
Yeah, kind of.
It's kind of long, though.
Well, I'm to your house and plan. Listen, baby, I just want to be your FedEx man. Maybe deliver something to your housing plan. But you got to be home when you sign for it. I can't leave it, because if I do, I'll get fired for it. And I hear a lot of barking, baby. Keep your dogs on the leash.
Look
you
it. Say they don't Listen, buy- I've had a lot of trouble in my life finding rap that I would say is accessible to me. And finally, I found it.
Just rap about them bunnies.
Finally, someone's rapping about things I care about. Yeah. Like when FedEx people don't leave the package in the right spot. Mm-hmm. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Hey, man. He's doing God's work here.
I hate it.
So this is the last thing today on Tim Wants to Show Nick Stuff. It's Johnny Young Bosch, a.k.a. the second Black Ranger, a.k.a. the voice of Lelouch in Code Geass, a.k.a. the voice of Nero in Devil May Cry, a.k.a. the voice of Light in Death Note. He is very prolific. But he decided to do something interesting with his meet and greet line.
Okay. He just kicked everyone in the balls.
Kind of.
This is awesome.
Anyway, you get it.
That's great.
No, I like it. Let's keep it going.
This is awesome. So just everyone that came up, they just faux punched him. Good for him.
They're and taking go the from, falls really please. Well.
Yeah, people are taking it for... Oh, shit!
Dude,
that fucking face
punched.
Kick.
The girl's expression just, in the great background end.
That's
is
great
awesome.
End. That's great.
See?
That's good for him.
To the end, man.
That was good. All right. We are coming to one of the greatest fucking things to ever be shown on the show. Andy Cortez, please come in here.
Oh, are we at that point?
It is time for Nick Wants to Show Tim Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait for Andy to come in here because we got a doozy for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Last sorry, night, Andy, Nick, but Jesus.
I got a text from you saying, is this Andy and Raul Coley? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and it no, it's not this cat.
Yeah, it's definitely not the Japanese people making cake.
Two over.
Got it. Well, I didn't know.
Please bring it up.
Should I zoom
You were
in?
Just hanging out somewhere and you saw this beautiful mural.
I went for to a mic yesterday on 6th Street and I went to get a cup of coffee at one of the only coffee shops. Like 6th Street is becoming like it's getting these little pop-up coffee shops that are kind of bougie. Uh-huh. And I walked in and I ordered the coffee and as I turned to leave I saw this. And I legitimately thought, did someone paint a mural of Andy Cortez and Raul Coley in loving embrace? And then that was the first thing that went through my brain.
Yeah.
Second thing was, how do I get Andy that amulet That amazing, amazing amulet.
I think we should talk about getting Andy to shave and have a mustache.
Yeah, you got to have a mustache,
I think,
bro.
I think the nipple's too small. Everybody knows I have them big.
You got some big nipples.
No, it looks just like a nipple.
I think if we commission an artist to just draw kind of the beard portion, but not connect the mustache like the way I have it, I think that it would be even more accurate. Because I think that looks incredibly a lot like Rahul. I don't think that looks like me.
It looks exactly like you,
Andy. You know what's funny, guys?
What?
You thought I was on the left.
I see the opposite.
Oh, really? Yeah. No.
I see Andy on the left and Raul. It's in Raul's eyes and Andy's eyes. The eyes sell it
to
me.
No, it's like Rahul so much.
Rahul, the one on the right has Andy's hair.
See, the chat split, man.
Really?
The chat is split.
But also, I mean, maybe the reason why I thought that was Andy is because Andy clearly, like, Rahul's like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but look, Andy and I are a little
down, though, dude.
This one looks like Rahul, though.
Like, yeah, it looks
so much like Rahul.
I think it looks like Andy. This is hella funny. But, dude, what the fuck is this?
It's beautiful.
I showed Gia, and she's like, God, the best friends are fucking weird sometimes. And I was like, I don't think that this is fan art.
This is just, this is a real mural that was painted.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the coffee shop. I'd give him a shot. It was good cold brew. But, saw this and was just like,
I mean, that's Rahul on the left, man.
I mean, they're beautiful.
I see him on the right, dude. Look at the hair. Andy's hair is more out of control.
Look at the eyebrows. Oh, I didn't notice how out of control it is.
I mean, now I'm seeing Andy on the left as well. It's almost like Andy's kissing himself. This is hot. Mainly, I wanted to send you this just to see if Gia liked it or not.
Here's what we need to do.
Because I could just hear Gia going, that's hot.
No. But what we need to do, some, I don't know where, but we need to put up that image on some Twitter, and we need to put up a poll. And the poll just needs to be, is Andy on the left and Rahul on the right?
Rahul left, Andy right, Rahul right, Andy left. Yeah,
like, you got that, or what's up, man?
Yeah,
that's so great. Okay.
Man, though, I just can't believe that was real. You just found that in the wild.
Dude, truth is stranger than fiction. And I was like, here's what really happened. I went to that mic, because, you know, my Sundays are always just soul-crushingly terrible. Mm-hmm. I went to the mic. And I walked in and I was like, oh my God, I'm like, there's so many fucking people there. I was like, I'm 13th. I'm like, I got up an hour, went, got a cup of coffee, saw that and was like, and I literally had this thought. I'm like, it's not going to get any better tonight.
Yeah.
Take a picture of this, send it to Tim, get a sandwich and Cheetos and go home.
Hell yeah, man.
That's it. It's not going to get any better.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you for bringing that into my life, Nick.
You're welcome.
I needed that.
Tweet it out. We should use that as the promo for Internet Explorers today when the link goes live. Be like, yeah, we looked at this and tag Rahul and he'll retweet it.
Woo-wee.
He's crazy.
All right. And then we have two more things that you wanted to show us.
I watched this next video, for way longer than I should have. And I have no idea what it is. I don't know what it is.
A 10-minute video called Original Jiggly Cake Cutting.
Yeah.
How did you find this?
It just got referred to me. Again, Kevin's right. I'm doing this to myself, I think. I don't know why. I don't know what I watched. But you know I love, like, it's the epic mealtime appeal where people just make things that are really big and I have to watch them. Did you watch any of this?
When does it get good?
It doesn't. This is all it is.
Why are we watching this?
I don't know. I watched it for 8 minutes. Well, go forward when he cuts it.
Yeah.
Right there. No, go back.
This fucking jiggles, dude.
Right here. There it is. So this is the big cake.
I want to eat this.
I know, but why? It doesn't look that appealing. But look at this masterful cut. Measures.
I don't know. It looks pretty appealing.
Measures. Boom. Watch this.
Boom.
Look at this.
Oh, look at it.
Do you see that?
Yeah, that's some good jiggle.
Oh, that's jiggling like a fucking, what do they call it? Pogs?
Oh my God.
If you got that joke, you watch way too much porn. Way too much porn.
It's real funny, Nick.
God damn it. Sometimes you break me, and that was one of them.
You didn't know how to react to that. You're like, he shouldn't have said that.
I did it. Okay, this is enough of this.
It's fun to watch.
That
adds
a whole other layer to this cake.
You're horrible. You're a terrible fucking human being.
And then you sent over this list of 14 cat posts that you can admire even if you don't have a cat.
No, there's one in here that's great. There's one. Let's scroll down here, Kev. So this is obviously a BuzzFeed list because this is all BuzzFeed does. This is only the first time in my life I've ever liked cats.
Oh, man.
Let's just take a scroll through this, Kev. Let's go for a scroll here. This is... Yeah, okay, keep going. Yeah.
Are you guys going
to
read it?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what? This is in one of our things.
Yeah, we'll say that for later. That's a fun clip. Okay. Someone sent.
For it's audio dead. Listeners, they're just kind of like listening in silence and laughter.
This, right this, now. Go up. This dad took his cat child to see the squirrels.
Oh, let's see what happens here.
I think that's probably it.
Okay, well, that was lame. See, this is why cats are fucking lame, but keep going down. I want to show you the one that's good.
Please open this.
I don't get it. Nope.
Click it.
I don't understand this.
No, it's dumb.
No, it's just, this is why cat people suck. But like, keep going down. Go down. Go down. Go down.
So you just want to go to one specific one.
That one.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
You fucking good. Nailed it.
That's really good.
That's great.
Okay. It's time for the section I like to call Tim Wants to Show You Stuff. Today, Fran Mirabella, Frantham himself, put up his review of Anthem, his proper review. It is a 25-minute, highly edited video review titled Anthem Review with Roadmap Director's Cut by FM3. And here it is. Awesome. Here it is. Go check it out. He worked really, really hard on this, and it is like such a ridiculously edited video review.
Can I jump into
to the likes of which I don't think we've ever seen.
Mm-mm.
Can I jump at a random point and like see what it sounds like?
Is this
like?
Review spoiler free?
Sure. Yes.
Will I swear a lot? Nah.
Ah, perfect. I'm so glad you offered.
What is this amazing transition he's
using?
Yeah,
those transitions are dope. That like.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Fran Mirabella, really cool aka looking. FM3. I've reviewed hundreds
of dope lower third too.
I even founded IGN Video, but now you can find.
I like how he threw that in. Founded.
Yeah.
Just founded.
I just found it. You know, I was just walking around. Hey, it's us. Usception. Cool. Go check it out, though. Seriously, Fran, go follow him on YouTube and stuff. This is his first YouTube video he's uploading. It's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, because he did work really, really, really hard on this. Did he work too hard on it?
Yeah.
Some of us would say yes. Actually,
I would tell
100%. Everyone would say
when
yes.
He said he was like, when he came in the office, he was like, ugh, I'm in the trenches, man. And I'm like, why are you in the trenches, Fran? And he was like, I'm working on a 25-minute long Anthem review.
But honestly,
and I was like, what if you made it 5 minutes? I'm just throwing what if out there, but it's okay. Good for him. And it's, by the way, what I like about it, if you guys want to go, can you go back to that, Kev? Mm-hmm. Can you reopen that? Can you be down with y'all? Can I hang with y'all? Can I roll with y'all? Anthem review with roadmap, and in parentheses, director's cut by FM3. Now, I don't know what that means, but I like to believe that there's a more sleeked down version of this cut that's not the director's cut.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I think he was making a joke, Nick, and it's funny, right? We like that. That's funny.
Should we call Fran right now and see if he was making a joke?
No, leave Fran alone. Just be nice to him. Never. Go support this video. Share it. He put out a tweet.
Never.
Actually,
Kev,
can you go to his Twitter real quick? Twitter.com/FranMirabella. That's his name.
Ultimate G94 in the chat says, I'm liking this guy, Fran. He should totally try to get a job at IGN.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely a good point. Scroll down. God, why would you do this? Why would you promote something and then do this? Here it is. This tweet right here. Go retweet it, everybody. Send him some fucking love. Get this thing promoted because he worked hard on it.
There it is. There it is, Poppy.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Poppy.
Love you. Ash and Just says, was it VPH? Yo, this is the least VPH fucking.
What's funny is you bring that up. Tim actually said that to Fran the other day. Mm-hmm. He was like, you're making a 25-minute long review. You spent like 3 weeks on it. What's the VPH on that?
Yeah.
And Fran laughed and just shrugged. And then walked out.
Yeah.
He didn't even say anything. He was like, fuck you, I'm my own boss. I can VPH anything. It doesn't matter.
I love it so much because, God, there's nothing that makes me feel better in my life than being able to look Fran Mirabella in the eye and ask him that fucking question.
Yeah. And then have Fran look you back in the eye and do the same look you used to give him. Where it's like, mm-hmm. I just want to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
You got to love it, man.
It's great.
G-R-E-A-T.
All
right. Time for, you know what? I'm gonna read the ads real quick. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brush our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. It's your oral health, and with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. Sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. Built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you to clean your whole mouth evenly. My Quip came in. I got the jet black edition.
Hell yeah,
where it's black on black on black on black. Everything's black, including the bristles. It's really cool looking. And let me tell you, I thought I was brushing my teeth long enough.
No, you're not.
Not even close.
You stupid idiot.
2 minutes. It's so much longer than I thought it was.
You're there for a while.
And I'm like, hey, this is great. This is going to be very good for my oral health going forward. It has a multi-use cover, which works as a stand, mounts to mirrors, and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your clip on the go. And I love this little thing, man. It just slides in. It's very svelte, very sleek.
Oh, yeah.
Nick and Gia have been using theirs for a long time. Now I'm joining the club. It's great to not have to ever think about going out and buying new toothbrushes and toothpaste when it's too late. That's why we all love Quip and Quip, and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KFMS.
Woo!
Also, shout out to Audible. With Audible, you get access to an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and more. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, and now, with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom with content made for members. Nick used Audible to listen to Stephen King's Salem's Lot, and what'd you think?
Love it. Love it. Great service. Great way to read, especially on the go if you don't have time to actually sit. It's great. I recommend it for sure.
Audible members can choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook and 2 Audible Originals you can't hear anywhere else. Audible members also get access to exclusive audio fitness programs to start the new year off on the right foot. Listen on any device, anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, on your commute, or just on the go. You also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges, rollover credits, and an audiobook library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Audible, the most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. The best place to listen, go to audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500 and listen for a change. That's audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500.
Oh, man. Petey Popoff says, Nick, you should read the Dark Tower series if you like Salem's Lot. That was the original plan, but I didn't realize how long Salem's Lot was. And I didn't realize how long most Stephen King books are. So now the plan is wait till they reboot the Dark Tower movies and watch those. But Audible actually is a really, really cool service, especially if you guys want to, if you're reading a book and you bought it on Amazon, you can switch back and forth very, very easily. It's very, very cool.
I'm pretty sure best friend that came on M.K. Gibson's books are like, if you're in that Audible thing, you can read those as part of it.
Cool.
They're really
cool.
Good. Villain's Pride. Get it?
Get it, baby. All right, it's time for the Cool Greg Effect. I want to start this off to set the mood a little bit. Cool Greg posted a set of pictures of him in 2006. Okay. And God, you just got to love it. You got to love it. Let's click into them, please. There's Cool Greg with Triple H.
They both have the same expression.
That was at Stonestown Borders, RIP. It is now a Target.
There's something so special about Cool Greg.
There is, right?
There's just...
Yeah.
Something I can't.
Andy's little smile over there. Here's Cool Greg with John Cena once again in the optometry place.
Why are they at an optometrist? Did he find him getting glasses?
There's Randy Orton with Cool Greg.
Does Cool Greg know how to smile?
The Apex Predator and Randy Orton.
That's awesome. And then there's Mick Foley with Cool Greg wearing my Echo hoodie that I loved a lot. Size 3x too big for us.
Yeah, that's really big.
But
it's a really big hoodie.
Greg Miller is doing a panel with Mick Foley in Kansas City Comic Con. Yeah. So that's fun. But
have we announced all the panels?
Yeah.
I'm super excited for mine.
But God, just what a classic guy here. Now this might be one of my favorite Cool Greg tweets of all time.
Yeah.
Nothing cooler than a dog with 3 legs. No disrespect to Portillo though. Nope. I know he's on Instagram. I don't know if he's on Twitter too. Nope. And he genuinely didn't want to offend Portillo.
Yeah. 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 And then I would also like to give a special shout out to Bruce Burnham's for this amazing gif of the dog just drinking a pint.
Yeah.
Just having a fucking pint.
He's just getting in there, man.
I want a dog and a turtle so bad.
Mr. Curly Chuck says KF meet and greet at the optometrist when.
What a weird world. Man. What
a fucking world. This is another series that I just love my brother so fucking much.
Uh-huh. He's a special person.
Best friend, the cinephile guy, tweets at Cool Greg. All right, Cool Greg, we need to know, which starter are you picking? With a picture of the 3 new starters from Gen 8 of Pokemon. Yep. Cool Greg replies, what the fuck are those things?
Yeah.
Cam goes, Pokemon. And he goes, oh shit, They the new ones? Damn. I don't know. I used to like Cubone and Geodude a lot. Which one of these is most like Cubone or Geodude? He also spells Cubone. Q-bone. It's supposed to be C-U-B-O-N.
To be fair, that's how I would spell it. And fuck you if you spell
which
it anywhere else.
Most similar to Cubone or
that's
Geodude.
Some un-American shit right there.
None. To be honest, LOL. One's grass, one's fire, and one's water. Kluger goes, oh, these are the new beginning three? I got it. Sorry. I'm going to pick Grookey because I hate the other names.
Oh, my God. I love it.
There's just nothing more genuine and pure.
Your brother just sees the world a different way, and it's a way that I'll never understand, but I'm glad he's here to just show us a little light, you know.
And if we were put on this planet to do one thing, yeah. Nick Sarpino, it is what's to make that? Sure that Jackie Hollywood's Cookies becomes the most popular song in the known yep. world.
I don't understand why it's not more popular, and, but it's getting there.
And we did it because of the best friends out there. We got her video to over 10,000 views. So she tweets out, I feel blessed. Cookie's about to reach 10K. Huge shout out to everyone at Kinda Funny for all the love. The love is being felt. So please go watch the Cookies video. Leave some nice comments. Cool Greg replies, we're part of hip hop history, boys. We did it.
Yeah.
But great series of emojis.
With a series of emojis. Now, if you're audio listeners, I'm going to try to explain these as best as possible. It starts with a cookie. Mm-hmm. Naturally. Yeah. Then fire, then the cool Greg hand symbol, then just a big heart, small heart,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Gotta fucking love it. Next up,
oh my god,
a real simple one: the Nickelodeon blimp greater than Grammy.
Yeah,
do you know? Are you familiar with the Nickelodeon blimps?
I know. I mean, no.
Kids Choice Awards.
Sure.
Oh, you get a blimp. I want a blimp so bad. I never realized it until this tweet.
Let's get you one.
We got to get us a Kids Choice
Well,
Award.
As we've talked about multiple times, we're winning a Streamy this year. We're winning a Streamy
you
this year.
You should also get
year.
KFAF a Kids Choice Award.
Cool. Andy, let's get him the Kids Choice Award.
Can go accept it?
Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing. No,
that's
all
I want.
As you guys know, if we get a Streamy, I'm sending Kevin to wherever they give the awards, and Kevin's going to accept it on our behalf, but he's going to air grievances.
Yeah.
So instead of thanking people...
At the Kids' Choice Awards.
Wherever he goes...
I'm so excited to do
anytime
that.
Anyone wins an award from here on out at this company, Kevin gets to go and just spend however long they'll let him be on stage talking shit about this company.
That's great.
And how we harass him and how we give him shit. It's going to be great.
Next up. This is another great one.
Me and Paul had a full-blown conversation about this.
He tweets out, y'all ever use this emoji? And it's the smiling cowboy. I had never used that emoji. Man, fuck that emoji. I still want a witch emoji. I'd be talking about witchcraft and shit way more than I talk about hay and cows and stuff. Yeah. Who the fuck even be talking about cowboys in 2019?
It's true. It's real true.
But cool, Greg. Who be talking about witches in 2019?
I mean, Harry Potter still a thing. Go fuck yourself. You
oh
Harry
my
Potter.
Fucking god, man!
This is so great.
I just can't believe the hits keep coming. You know,
he's
and
I don't understand why he's not at a billion fucking followers right now.
Oh my god! Yeah, and the title fact says you're gonna hurt Jared Petty's feelings. And then Greg, cool Greg goes, we don't text as much as we should. Does he use it a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Jonah Petch, it was funny in this exchange, Jonah Petch realizing the error of his way is like, shit, you're right. Probably not.
Dude,
you can't fuck with Cool Greg.
Hold on. Then Bryson says, he tags Andy and he says, he's pretty much attacking Texas directly. Do something. And then Greg goes, excuse me, at Dallas Cowboys, I don't want smoke, but do your fans use it? If they do, that's cool. I just didn't know.
At the Dallas Cowboys. Fair. These are all fair things.
He then apologizes to the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to feel like if you're going to apologize to one organization in Dallas, mm-hmm. or in Texas, rather,
yeah.
it's either going to be the Dallas Cowboys or the Fuel.
Yeah.
And all he right. went wrong. Go Burn Blue.
Burn Blue, baby.
Burn Blue.
Next up, he says, it's always weird when my Kinda Funny hoodie gets recognized, but I don't. I'd be so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And now, this one's not that funny, but God, we just know the truth. Can you imagine, Cool Greg, someone seeing his hoodie and being like, Kinda Funny, and him just like being like, fuck,
I don't know what I don't to know do. How to deal with this. I don't know what to do. I don't, yeah, that would be, I don't want him to ever be in that situation, yeah. truth be told.
Me neither, man. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the Cool Greg effect this week.
Do you think that like that scaredness is because he like doesn't like watch our stuff? So if they start talking about a show, he might be like, I've never seen screencasts.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's just the anxiety of like not knowing if they know who Cool Greg is or not, you know? Because like, there's a lot of people that are audio only listeners, so they wouldn't know what he looks like.
No, yeah,
that's happened to me before.
Yeah,
people are talking to me, and it's not until I start talking to them that they're like, "Wait a minute,
Yeah.
You're Tim.
Yeah.
I recognize your voice. I've also had multiple times where audio only listeners have seen me. And granted, this was mainly a couple of years ago, but would see me at a convention. We'd be hanging out. They hear me. They go, "Oh my God, you're Nick." And I'm like, "No."
Yeah, close enough.
Close, but no.
Just say yes. It's fine. It's totally fine.
But like, it's if all you know is my voice, it's like you're not even confusing me visually with you.
No.
Like, that's just weird.
A long time ago, I gave up and I just assumed everyone's my mom and they're just going to confuse us for the rest of our lives.
I love it, man.
And it's fine.
All right, it's time for some clickbait. Every week, we go over to ZergNet.com. We choose one of these beautiful, beautiful thumbnails and headlines that we see on the front page, and we try to guess how many pages the article has. Where do you want to go today, Nick?
We're going to look at this. Please go to the coffee one. Where's energizing gifts for coffee addicts.
Where's that?
This guy here.
Oh.
Because I want to find out whatever, like, is there a little chill, a little hyper chill?
Luke Perry fucking died?
Yeah, Luke Perry died, like, 20 minutes in the game's cast.
Oh, my God. Today?
Yep.
Damn.
Shit.
R.I.P.
That's fucking horrible.
A stroke.
Jesus. I just brought the mood down. I'm sorry, Kevin. Keep talking about coffee.
Let's do the coffee.
The coffee?
What's our bets here?
Wait, let's scroll. We got to scroll down.
Why?
Let's go for a scroll. Because I want to see what else is here.
Let's just do the coffee.
You're such a fucking Nick. Like, there's a simple rule. We look at the first page and we go, but I love that ZergNet just gets you.
It gets me.
It gets you. I've seen you. Like, there's so many times I look over at what you're doing on the laptop. Not even this show. During any show.
Yeah.
And you're looking at some bullshit. And then I see ZergNet on the side and I see you click on it.
I want to click on it, man. Hold on. Katy Perry's massive engagement ring is stunning.
Okay, let's do that one. How many pages do you think?
I think this is going to be 5 pages.
I'm going to go.
Because I think it's going to go through the history of her first.
7.
7?
I'm going to say 2.
She's engaged to Orlando Bloom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, no.
What?
I thought they were dating. I didn't know they were engaged.
I remember when she was with Travi.
He was with Miranda Kerr for a while. Or not Miranda Kerr.
Did we just get one?
We got one.
No. Go back to Zerg.net.
No.
Just go back.
You can't go back. It's a new page if we go back.
No. The tabs are open.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Now, click on this. Andy from Goonies. Mm. Can you click that? Can you see that down right below the Katy Perry thing?
Bottom right.
Is 52 an absolute...
How many?
All right.
I think...
This could easily be like 80. You understand that,
yeah,
right?
I know. This is the problem. I feel like I'm going to go five again.
Spoilers. Andy is not going to be in there.
She'll be in there.
No.
Bet you she's in there.
No, last time we got caught by one of these.
14 and she's in there.
All right.
There's one.
Okay, here's one.
Two.
Oh, no, 2.
3.
I fucked this up. I picked 4, 5. This is wrong.
5.
Nope.
6.
Oh.
7.
Wait, go back to her, though. That was her.
No.
Yeah, that's Cary Grant. That's Andy.
Oh, you're right.
That's weird, though.
That's a weird picture.
We're going to keep going, though.
Let's do a zoomed in picture of her face.
Yeah, let's do a stretch 7. Weird.
Oh, that's this lady?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, it totally looks
8,
like her.
9, 10, 11.
Joe Pantoja. 12. There it is.
13. Let's go one more, baby. Damn it.
No.
So close.
Life sucks.
Oh man. That's some fun shit. All right. Next up, it's time for Facebook algorithms. But Barrett's not here, but he did send in a video that we're going to play while I go pee pee.
Well, that's fun. Do I get to watch this video?
Yeah. You don't want to wait till you're back?
No.
Okay. Give me a second, Nick. All right. Here we go. Ready?
What's up, explorers? It's me, your boy, Barrett Courtney, and I know you're probably wondering, Barrett's not in the office, we can't do Facebook algorithms, sure. Well, I said, fuck that. I am never going to let anything get in the way
of showing you guys some sort of like little girl's room.
Algorithm shirts, except the 2 or 3 weeks where I didn't have any. So anyway, even though I'm not in the office, I still have a shirt for you, and because I'm recording this video, I don't know if it's going to show backwards or something. But since I'm not in the office, I have a kind of like, it's okay, kind of shirt, whatever. So here's the shirt for this week. It's Princess Leia and like the David Bowie kind of get up with Rebel Rebel. underneath it. So it's like, yeah, it's all right. It's a little more Facebook algorithm-y of like, let's put two things together that don't kind of make sense, but hopefully you'll buy it because you like it. But I definitely have some better shirts coming up in the coming weeks when I'm actually in the office. So there you go. Have a good day. What's up, explorers?
Here's the thing, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's just you and me now.
Rip them apart, dude. Just rip them apart.
It's just you and me now.
I feel it in your voice.
Do you understand me?
Yep.
Can we pull this video back up and frame by frame the first few seconds?
We really can't.
Can we pull this video back up?
All right, give me one second. Sorry, I closed it because I thought you were done with it.
That's okay. Tim's back. We don't have to do this anymore. I was gonna ask why Barrett lives in a 15-year-old girl's room with stuffed animals and Harry Potter posters.
I think he's got like a girlfriend. Well, no, the stuffed animals and Harry Potter poster are definitely his.
You got that fat tongue.
God, that fucking tongue.
All right, let's chill out, dude. Let's chill out.
Let's see. Kevin, can you bring up the little old stopwatch real quick, skis? Okay, good to know. Good to know. How do I want to play this? You know what? I'm gonna bring us out with this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Give it to me.
This is the fun clip section. Normally, we do a whole bunch of different fun clips. Mm-hmm. But today, we're doing something a little bit different because Balthazar Newt issued us a 5-minute super song challenge. And he says, I promise this will be fun.
Okay.
And I was like, 5 minutes, man. That sounds like a long time.
That's a long time.
That sounds like a long time. But then I clicked on it and I realized what it was. Can you just bring this up real quick, Kevin? It is the same piano girl that we fell in love with last week.
Laura 6683.
Yes.
She was on Twitch.
L-A-R-A, correct?
Yeah, Laura. Sorry,
yes.
Not Laura.
Yeah, there it is. Yes.
Man, this ain't no fucking like normal spelling of Laura.
Now, she, we found out last week, is amazing. Mm-hmm. Everyone should go follow her. Everyone should go support her.
Yeah.
What she did here, so last week we watched her learn Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force
on amazing.
The fly. What she does
here. Steve Irwin picture back
is
there?
She was going to. Yes, it is, Steve Irwin.
That's great. Okay.
Is we were going, or she was going to do a 5-minute medley where the chat says songs and she just plays like quick little hits of them just off of memory and just goes. Because she has some weird, I forgot what they called it, but it's like photographic memory.
She's a super genius. And when the world comes to an end, they're gonna take her and her kind and put them all in like one of those like underground bunkers
so that they can
repopulate the world with super geniuses.
So
you and I are fucking dead.
She was gonna go for 5 minutes doing this. She went for an hour and a half straight.
What I love is if you're listening to this, the title is Mega Medley. That's supposed to be 5 minutes, but was it? And then I looked at the time. It was an hour and 25 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yes.
Let's watch the whole thing right now.
So it's the whole thing. We're going in. No, what we're going to do is 5 minutes and see how many of these songs that we can recognize. And Balthazar promises that we'll, between the two of us, we should be able to get most of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a professional.
I want the chat to play along. If you're at home watching this later, hey, yell take tallies. Yell it out. Wherever you are, just yell out the name of the song.
And then also let us know, was it Rahul on the left or Andy on the right or vice versa?
You'll have to let us know. Find out that on Twitter later. We'll have to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
God, that might be my favorite thing that's happened in a very long time. All right, let's get into this. And then after this, we're going to cut away because we are going to do the Kinda Funny podcast.
Let's go.
Random. No request, carry on. Okay. In that case, keep the requests coming, and I'm going to try and play like 5 to 10 seconds of all of them. Just let me have a drink.
Good taste.
Okay.
McDonald's. Go.
This is a Disney song, right?
Mulan.
It's
I'll
Mulan,
make a man out of you.
That's right. She's doing
already
it wrong.
Already starting strong.
She's doing it wrong, but it's whatever.
No, I hate you so goddamn
much. She's supposed to, I'll make a man out of you.
I've never heard this.
Oh, it's God damn it.
You want me to go back?
This is the turning heat around. Turn the heat.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not?
Fuck. Pokemon. This is Pokemon.
They're going by too fast.
The very best.
That's awesome. Okay.
Totoro. This is my favorite Totoro theme song.
Awesome.
Dark World from Zelda. Link to the Past.
Yeah, people say it in the chat right there.
Under the Sea.
Oh, wow, okay.
Do you like my Sebastian?
Yeah, that, I was like, you, your motion.
You know this?
I do. I can't.
Sonic.
Thank you.
Green Hill Zone.
Oh, wow.
Saria song, Lost Woods.
Yeah.
From Zelda, Ocarina of Time. I'm a fucking nerd. I'm a fucking nerd that I know this. This is the moon theme from the NES DuckTales game. Why does she know this?
That's the right thing. That guy says the DuckTales moon theme. Yeah.
T-Swift.
Oh my god.
Mike's face. This is a great mix.
I would literally listen to this for an hour and 25 minutes. Fuck our podcast. This person
Do you
amazing.
Recognize any of these, Kevin?
No, God, no.
The other one that you guys are giving us first.
Thank you.
Let it go.
Once you say it, they're easy to recognize.
Yeah.
Rockstar, put your game on, go All-Star. Play. Yeah. All-Star, that was the thing. I have no idea. Sephiroth's theme. I'm just like,
Halo. I think.
Yeah, it's Halo.
Yep. How can she do this?
She just knows all these songs.
Song of Storms from Zelda.
Some
this is Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, that's definitely Lord of the Rings. I would have loved it though if someone asked for Lord of the Rings and she stopped playing the piano and just went,
Hell yeah. The game, baby.
Oh, the game's almost back. Are they doing all six episodes in a row? They're not going to break this shit up, are they?
I think it's six in a row.
What is that?
I've heard this, but I don't know what it is. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, that's sick.
How far are we in this, Kev?
4:17.
I love this. This is fun.
Should they need to hire her for like Comic-Con? You just have her playing in the lobby?
Tetris.
Beautiful. I played so much Tetris.
This is fucking amazing.
Hey! It's Attack on Titan.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
That song's so good.
I'm trying to see what it is. Is that Evangelion? Because someone just shouted out Evangelion. That was amazing.
Yeah. Wow, really, man.
That was really cool. Shit, I could literally listen to that for an hour and 25 minutes.
Hey, we might continue this. Well, let us know if you want more of this. We might make it like a weekly segment.
Just go support Laura. Go support her, man. She's fucking awesome. Go support her, dude.
God, that was rad, man. She's so cool. Go hit her up. What was it? L-A-R-A something?
666.
3883?
Oh, none of us know it, and I already closed it.
Hold on, I'm going to figure it out right now.
6683. It's L-A-R-A 6683.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Follow her everywhere. She's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorer. Stay tuned. We're gonna do a little switch set and everything. Set, switch, and all.
Switcheroo.
You know what I'm talking about.
The old switcheroo.
Kind of Funny Podcast coming soon. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Until next week.
Let's keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling.